The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of IRIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Muhammad Al-Hilli.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. It's a glorious month, referred to as the month of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sha'ban is the 8th month of the Islamic Hijri calendar, and it's indeed one of the special times for Muslims and a great opportunity to excel, benefit ourselves and seek the pleasure of the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not a month to take lightly and let pass without some work or effort. So let's see how much we can do in this wonderful gift from our Creator. Here are 10 things to know and do about Sha'ban. Number one, it's the month of Rasulullah. In narrations, we find that as soon as the moon of Sha'ban was seen, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask a caller to call out in Medina, "O people of Yathrib, I am the messenger of the Messenger of Allah to you. Verily, the month of Sha'ban is my month. May the mercy of Allah fall upon anyone who helps me in my month." Now, this means honoring, respecting and doing the good deeds in this blessed month. We all as Muslims have tremendous respect and love for the best and the final messengers of God, Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Imagine what it means to him when we treat Sha'ban differently and do whatever he and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them, have recommended us to perform. Number two, increase sustenance. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him and his progeny, is reported to have said, "It's an honorable month and it's my month. The carriers of the throne honor it and know its worth. It's a month in which the sustenance is increased for believers in preparation for the month of Ramadan. The heavens are decorated in this month." He then goes on to explain what the word Sha'ban means. It is named Sha'ban because from it radiates the rizq for the believers. And it's a month in which any good deeds are multiplied in reward. Any hasana is multiplied by 70, sins are forgiven, and Allah shows off his servants. In other narrations, it's suggested that Sha'ban means something where khair, goodness, emerges and spreads from. All this and more should motivate us to use this golden opportunity, since it may be our last Sha'ban in our lives. Number three, fasting. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, "I have never missed the fast of the month of Sha'ban." According to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, fasting in Sha'ban brings about source of happiness for us on the day of Qiyamah, and is a means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us in this world for one's livelihood as well as protection from misfortunes. Best days to fast are Mondays and Thursdays, as well as the 1st, 13th, 14th and 15th of Sha'ban, and indeed the last 3 days of the month as well. Number four, daily forgiveness. Since Sha'ban is plentiful as opportunities for forgiveness, and is a beautiful prelude to the month of forgiveness, which is Ramadan, it is mustahab, recommended, to recite every day 70 times, "Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, al-Hayyu al-Qayyum, wa atubu ilayh." Imam Rida alayhi salam is reported to have said that anyone who does this istighfar in Sha'ban 70 times daily will be forgiven, even if their sins equal the number of stars in the skies. It is also recommended to say each day in Sha'ban 70 times the following, "Astaghfirullah wa as'aluhu at-tawbah." Remember, istighfar is a process of growth and emancipation from the shackles of sins and disobedience. Also, when uttering these words daily, Let it come from the heart, whereby we feel genuine remorse for what we have done wrongly and the sins that we have committed, as well as the acts that sometimes we did without recognizing that it shouldn't be done. Number five, giving and sadaqah. Imagine a pile of good deeds as high as the Mount of Uhud. Well, that's what the narrations point to as one of the rewards for looking out to help the poor and the needy in the month of Sha'ban. Whomsoever gives sadaqah in Sha'ban, Allah will make it grow until it looks like the mountain of Uhud on the day of Qiyamah, says Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. Number six, the special du'as. Two important du'as should be recited as much as possible during the month of Sha'ban. The first is what is known as Salawatu Sha'baniyah, which is a supplication continuously sending salutations upon the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his pure immaculate progeny. It starts as follows. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad, shajaratin nubuwa wa mawdha' ar-risala. Another rich and deeply meaningful supplication is the one reported from Imam Ali alayhi salam, known as Al-Munajatu Sha'baniyah. It starts with Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wasma' du'ai idha da'utuk. Now this dua is full of deep and rich words to unlock the potential of the heart and hopefully remove the veils that stop the illumination of the soul. Try to recite these du'as understanding the meaning, and you can recite them in your own language as well if you wish. Both portray the magnificence of the month of Sha'ban and its status. It is also recommended to constantly recite the salawat upon Muhammad and Ali Muhammad too. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. Number seven, the special occasions. Sha'ban is a month of joy and happiness for the Ahl al-Bayt alayhum as-salam. Indeed, there are several celebrations held during this blessed month. The third of Sha'ban is the anniversary of the wilada of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The fourth is the anniversary of the wilada, birth anniversary of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. The fifth, anniversary of the birth of Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam. 11th, the anniversary of the birth of Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam. And of course the 15th, the anniversary of the birth of Imam al-Mahdi, the awaited savior, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Make sure to celebrate these by attending your local center, Husayniya Imam Marga, or at least perform celebrations at home as well. Number eight, the special night. The eve of the 15th of Sha'ban is referred to in narrations as the greatest night of the year after the night of Qadr. It's a blessed night full of forgiveness from the Almighty subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be missed. Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam states in a narration that it's a night so amazing, Allah has made it incumbent upon himself not to turn away anyone asking for needs except if they're asking for an act of disobedience. It is, of course, the eve of the birth anniversary of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. Number nine, special dhikr. It is recommended to recite the following dhikr 1,000 times across the month of Sha'ban. La ilaha illallah, wa la na'budu illa iyyah, mukhlisina lahu ad-din, walau kariha al-mushrikun. It is narrated that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned the reward for such a deed to be at least the forgiveness of 1,000 sins and the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah with a bright, shining face. And finally, number 10, the best preparation. As believers, we should always be prepared for the best times and opportunities. And Sha'ban gives us a wonderful chance to prepare for Ramadan, so that the blessed month of fasting can truly be a great source of mercy, forgiveness, and spiritual upliftment. Think about how Ramadan will be different this year and draw a plan with action points. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Sha'ban the best one for you so far and accept all your deeds.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور ش. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل على